After decades of sending observers overseas to monitor elections in emerging democracies, the United States is finding its own election scrutinized. Two separate groups of international experts plan to observe the November 2nd balloting. NPR's Greg Allen caught up with one group this week in St. Louis and filed this report.
Here in St. Louis, election night in 2000 was not a pretty sight. A record turnout had voters in some city precincts waiting an hour or more to cast their ballots. An even bigger problem was the large number of people who had been removed from the rolls and placed on the inactive voter list. They were still legally entitled to vote, but it led to an angry scene at the Board of Elections office, with hundreds of people clamoring to be allowed to vote, a court order extending the voting hours, and then another quashing it. It's rough-and-tumble politics, American style, and a bit bewildering to this group of international election observers visiting St. Louis, sponsored by the human rights group Global Exchange. They're getting a briefing today from Matt Lemieux, executive director of the local ACLU affiliate, which sued the city after the 2000 voting debacle.
What we can't determine is how many people actually just gave up at that point. And so just looking at the number of people who went downtown and still weren't able to cast their vote because the lines downtown became too long, probably doesn't capture the number of people who were actually disenfranchised on that day.
Lemieux chalks up most of St. Louis's election problems to incompetence and to a lack of planning. At their next stop, the observers from Global Exchange meet with a coalition of groups working to register and mobilize minority voters, and they hear a slightly different story. Zosa Burford, an organizer with a church-based voter outreach program, notes that it was mostly African-American voters affected, and she believes it wasn't just because precinct officials were overwhelmed.
There is a systematic effort to do it. You know, if you're treated like animals when you go there and you're disrespected, who wants to be bothered with that?
When asked if there was deliberate discrimination against black voters in St. Louis 4 years ago, nearly every community organizer in the room says yes. Those feelings, widespread in some communities, are precisely why two teams of election observers are in the U.S. in the weeks leading up to the November election. Terrence Humphreys is part of an international team that includes experts from Canada, South Africa, and the Philippines. Stopping for a break at an outdoor coffee shop, Humphreys concedes that while the observers have no real authority, he believes their presence is invaluable to the American elections process.
What you're really talking about is credibility and acceptability. And what appears to have happened is that the 2000 elections were not acceptable to a large number of U.S. citizens. And at that point, observation is one way to help make them more credible.
Besides Global Exchange, there's another, more influential group that will be observing elections here on November 2nd. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, is a government body that was invited to the U.S. by the State Department at the request of the Congressional Black Caucus. Both groups say they found a high level of cooperation from election officials here and little opposition. One organization, though, that has raised concerns is the American Policy Center, a conservative group based in Northern Virginia. Peyton Knight is the executive director.
You're giving some sort of false credence to the ridiculous notions that the election in 2000 was stolen by President Bush. The second way it matters is these monitors are coming in under the guise that they are unbiased observers. These are not unbiased observers at all. They're going to come in and they're going to look to cast doubt on the outcomes of the election.
Welcome to St. Louis.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Gary Stoff.
We're at the central office of the Board of Elections, ground zero of St. Louis's election problems 4 years ago. The office's Republican director, Gary Stoff, like his Democratic co-director, wasn't here then, but he briefs the foreign visitors on the changes made since. 2 years ago, the Board of Elections entered a consent decree with the Justice Department to improve its election procedures. And Stoff says he's confident those changes will make this election go much more smoothly.
We provide cell phones to all of our polling sites, all of our judges. We provide a list of what we call inactive voters. All of those things, I think, will go a long way towards eliminating on November the 2nd a lot of the problems that occurred in November of 2000.
What Stoff doesn't mention is that the inactive voter list, with 50,000 names 4 years ago, today is even longer, with more than 70,000 names on the list. Or that Missouri's provisional voting statute, allowing residents to cast ballots that are counted once they're certified as registered voters, is itself at the center of a legal dispute that could further complicate balloting on November 2nd. All of which suggests that international observers who come to St. Louis for November's election may get quite an eyeful. Greg Allen, NPR News.